And somebody is about to leave, and your wife says, "Well, bring him his coat." And you say, "Well, I already have
given his coat, or I already have brought his coat."
You wouldn't say fetched it, probably.
Oh, well.
Go fetch the coat.
Well, I
brought rain.
Well, if I'd ask someone, go get him his coat or go fetch him his coat, but if I had given him his coat, I wouldn't hardly say fetched it. I brought his coat.
You do use the word fetch, though.
Okay.
Okay. And you might say, yesterday I tried on the suit and it
didn't fit,
or his coat was yesterday his coat, today it doesn't, but yesterday it fit me.
Well,
fitted me.
The coat didn't fit, didn't fit me.
Okay. And if I had a hole in my pants here and my coat was wearing out, you might say, "You better go down to the tailor and buy a
new suit, new pants."
Match it.
Match it again. Match it. Yeah. Little boy carries a lot of stuff in his pockets. You might say his pockets simply
full of trash.
Well, the pockets are so full that they
blows out.
I guess that's what you used to do when he was a boy.
Yeah. You might say a man bought a shirt and a collar fit him, but the next after it was washed,
it shrank.
Okay, and the thing that the ladies keep their money in, and their coins, and a million other things.
That would be the purse, I guess. Ladies' purse, I guess.
And sometimes they wear an ornament around their wrist.
Well, that would be a wristwatch.
Or
what do you call them things the women put?
Bracelet,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And suppose you bought your wife a bracelet and she just looked at it. You said, "Well, go ahead and..." She just had it out here. You want her to have it here. You
put it on the arm. See where it fits.
Okay. And if it looks like rain, you'd better carry a
umbrella or a raincoat.
And
parasol. Some call it parasol.
Parasol, yeah. That'd be probably a little better than an umbrella.
I usually call it a parasol unless you were there.
Now, when a bed is made, the top piece of cloth is called what?
Bed sheet.
Bed sheet, the top?
Not the bed sheet either. Bed spread.
But when the bed's made, you make the bed, and the top cover is called the bed spread.
Bed spread.
Bed spread, yeah. It wouldn't be the bed sheet. Uh-huh. That's the under the cover.
I'm sorry, I don't want to get what
you said. No, that's my fault. I've been directing it sort of in the middle here. Now there are certain kinds of covers that you have. Some of them are made patchwork
quilt.
Is that washable?
Huh?
Is that washable?
Yeah.
Is it the same as a comforter?
Well, no. A quilt is lighter. A comfort is heavier.
And okay. Do you ever take a quilt and put it on the floor if you don't have enough beds, and you have guests come in to stay overnight, and the children have to sleep on the floor, and you make up a bed with a quilt and call it a pallet?
We never called it a pallet, did we?
Just
we made them a bed on the floor, we'd say. We made them a bed on the floor.
Well, that's
just a bed on the floor. Okay.
Haven't done that for you. I don't know when, but we've done it already, not since we live here, but...
Wall-to-wall carpet goes across the room.